Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. One of the things that I really am trying to live out is the belief that I want to encourage you that you can do this. You can love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you don't have to be a nut job and a weirdo to do that. You really can be a regular person that is on fire and loving God with your heart, mind, and soul. To do that, I've got a couple of scriptures today I want to share with you about having faith. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 21, the text says, "And Jesus answered them, 'Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith.'" And then in Romans 10:17, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ." And then finally, Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." My friend, I believe the Lord has called you to walk by faith today. And to do that, let's ask him to give us that kind of faith-filled day. Lord God, we thank you that you promise that when we walk by faith, there truly is nothing that cannot be done, because by faith, you can do all things through us. We honor that, and we are blessed by that. God, would you give us the kind of faith today that can move mountains? And even if you don't move the mountain, we would still have that kind of faith, the kind that stops up the water and we walk across dry ground. But even if you don't change the water, if you don't stop it, that's okay. Let us live by faith that slays the giants ahead of us. God, call us to be men and women, students of faith, as we walk in your glory and in your peace today. Give us peace, give us power, give us direction. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And now, friend, I want to give you some time to listen to God and listen to him as he pours into you his peace, power, and direction for your day. I'm going to mind the time, and I invite you to take the next couple of moments and just be still and quiet and allow the Lord to prompt you, nudge you, push you, pull you, maybe even speak audibly to you as he gives you his peace, power, and direction for this day. I'll be back in a couple of moments. Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the scripture says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen." If God doesn't move that mountain for you today, He is still more than worthy to be praised. If He doesn't stop the water, He's still worthy to be praised. And if you walk by faith, you will be blessed. Go and do that today in the mighty and wondrous name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll see you back on another weekday meditation soon.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.